My name is Grace Sidio. I live in Gaborone, the capital city of Botswana. I'm a project officer for International Community of Women with HIV based in Botswana. I think the first time I heard about HIV was in 1992 when David Ngele was on air talking about his status, the first person to go public in Botswana. By then I was still in high school. It didn't ring any bells to me, you know. I was just like, whatever HIV, it will come and go. And I never thought that one time I'll be looking at myself in the mirror and saying I'm looking at a person with HIV, actually. I did my test voluntary, and one of the reasons I went is that one of my best friends were ill, and we decided to take the test together. It was kind of a support. I was giving my friend a support because actually I was not ill. So I was just giving that friend a support to go and say, let's go together, because it doesn't matter if you are sick or if you look ill, I might also be infected. So I looked at myself and said, I might be infected because I know once or twice I had unprotected sex. And I think I stayed for an hour while I was waiting for the results. So it took less than 2 hours for me to find out that I'm HIV positive. I was not scared per se. I was kind of prepared. I belong to a network of women with HIV. And the reason why we formed the network is like, you know, currently the nation at large are blaming women living with HIV, that women living with HIV are spreading the virus. And we thought we need to have a platform and where we can actually discuss our way forward and our plans to handle those issues. The number of women infected with HIV is higher than of those men. But at the same time, men who are dying from HIV-related illness are higher than of women. It means that men are actually waiting until they are sick, and that's when they go and look for help. People should now consider the fact that women are more burdened by this pandemic than men, because one, we are the caregivers. Two, our health is more complicated than those of men, you know, and that those facts alone makes us more vulnerable to HIV, and we should be like, they should put those issues into consideration, that men and women's health issues are not the same, and they should try to tackle that. The biggest challenge is that we don't have any policy in place that protected the rights of people with HIV, more especially of those of women. For example, if you're on ARVs, the employer can easily chase you from work, because sometimes you are, as an employee, you are being forced to reveal your status, but at the end of that you get chased from work because you are HIV positive. But most of the time they will give an excuse. But at the same time, there's no law in place that can protect the rights of people living with HIV. That is the most challenging thing we are having in Botswana. You know, it's not like I chose to be infected. And I don't want to blame anybody that I'm infected. But at the same time, I didn't call for that infection. And I'm at the end of the day, it doesn't disqualify me from being a human being. I'm still a human being. I'm still a woman. And nobody's going to take that away from me. And only myself can stand up for my own rights. So that is why I have told myself, no matter what, who says what, I'm still going to be Grace. I'm still going to be living, I'm still going to work, I'm still going to take care of myself. We should all consider ourselves affected. And that is the only way we can win the fight.